With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The most recent novel by Paul West, author of Lord Byron's Doctor and The Ratman of Paris, focuses on the victims of Jack the Ripper.
I discovered that in the year before the Ripper really got cracking, that was 1887, there were 500 inquests in Whitechapel, mostly on women who had been disemboweled and set on fire and generally spoiled.
Paul West, who wrote The Women of Whitechapel and Jack the Ripper, says few of those 500 murders each year were solved.
There was a tremendous trade in dead women who could be found floating in the Thames, pieces of them jamming the paddle wheels of the steamers going up and down.
The murders of four prostitutes normally would have attracted little attention, but Paul West was intrigued by Queen Victoria's interest in the first Ripper killing.
She sent a memorandum to the then Prime Minister, Lord Salisbury, and said to him, in effect, you promised nothing like this would ever happen.
So West, in his devilish way, concocts a conspiracy theory.
I found that very convincing. There was indeed a plot and a cover-up, and Queen Victoria knew about it.
And commissions a prominent surgeon to do away with the women who know about the secret marriage between the Queen's grandson and a part-time prostitute.
It's a fiction predicated upon a fib, predicated upon a guess.
A tour de force by Paul West, The Women of Whitechapel and Jack the Ripper, now an Overlook paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In Paul West's novel, The Women of Whitechapel and Jack the Ripper, there's a sinister Dr. Gull who runs the Pudding Club in the basement of Guy's Hospital. It's not a lark for the women forced to join the Pudding Club.
They would be lured in after being kidnapped, and then they would be lobotomized.
In Paul West's novel, it's Dr. Gull who, as Jack the Ripper, carries out the bidding of Queen Victoria.
Most books, well, I guess even most novels about this, deal with the Ripper and his frame of mind, and who was he and why was he this way. I wanted to get into the frame of mind of the women.
Feisty, middle-aged prostitutes with lots of character. Paul West says that Jack the Ripper is fascinating because people love to speculate, and that about sums up the craft of fiction.
Fiction is an art of speculation. It's guessing what's going on in people's minds and what their motives are.
West doubts the world can learn much more about Jack the Ripper.
The real facts have gone. I mean, if there were any facts lying around, they've probably been bombed in the Blitz in World War II.
Paul West, at home in Ithaca, New York, finds the quiet of the night the perfect environment in which to create his sometimes bizarre novels.
I switch on the all-night classical music, when I can get it anyway, and start about midnight, and if I write 4 hours, I consider I've had a good day.
Readers can absorb the fog-shrouded night of Victorian London in The Women of Whitechapel and Jack the Ripper, now in paperback from Overlook Books. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.